This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 405 for Thursday, May 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continued to climb higher on Thursday morning, adding more gains to the rally in the oilseed. The July canola contract advances $6.80 at $672.40 per ton, and the November contract is up $6.20 at $694 per ton. Support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Modest gains in crude oil are spilling over into the oilseeds. Canola's November contract remains well above its 200-day moving average. Meanwhile, canola crush margins see the November positions bump up to $122 to $127 per ton above the futures. While most of the prairies are forecast to remain dry on Thursday, parts of southern Manitoba are expected to get heavy rain. The Canadian dollar dips on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 73.06 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 73.13. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its weekly export sales report. For the week ending May 16th, soybean export sales include more than 279,000 tons of old crop plus 65,500 tons of new crop. Soy meal export sales exceed 145,000 tons of old crop along with 51,400 tons of new crop. Soy oil incurs a net reduction of 1,000 tons of old crop but has net sales of 4,000 tons of new crop. Export sales of U.S. corn are more than 911,000 tons of old crop and 305,000 tons of new crop. Those for wheat come to 17,900 tons of old crop and almost 225,000 tons of new crop. The International Grain Council issues its monthly supply and demand report, with total world grain ending stocks falling 12 million tons at 580 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The July contract adds 2.5 cents at $12.49 per bushel. July soy oil nudges up almost a tenth of a cent at 45.96 cents per pound. July soy meal tacks on $1.10 at $379.30 per short ton. Chicago corn is higher as the July contract gains 5 cents at $4.66 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the July contract rising 8 cents at $3.74. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher, with Chicago July adding 3 cents at $6.96. Kansas City July increases a nickel at $7.04.5. And Minneapolis July is up 6 cents at $7.42. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.